Wilderness Workshop's summer hiking series has officially begun. Just yesterday, a group was taken to explore the site, a proposed limestone quarry expansion in Glenwood Springs. Joining me now in studio is hike coordinator Brandon Jones, here to share about other exciting opportunities for expanding local awareness. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Megan.
So, I'm like looking at a whole book that includes your summer schedule, and it is pretty packed. I want to know how you got such a coveted position that you get paid to go play in our backyard.
Yeah, well, it is a great job. I love being the hike series coordinator for Wilderness Workshop. This will be my fourth summer doing it, and you know, basically I just applied. And they were like, wow, you've led a lot of hikes before, you're perfect. And I said, I'm not perfect, but I'll do it. And you know, so far it's been amazing. And this year we've got I think one of the most robust hike series schedules of them all. So I would agree.
Out of curiosity, just because I led in my little intro about the proposed limestone quarry expansion, were you leading that hike, I assume?
We partnered on that hike with Jeff Peterson, who is, I guess, the executive director of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance. Both Wilderness Workshop and Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance have a vested interest in protecting the landscape above the limestone quarry from the proposed expansion.
Got it. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people hear Wilderness Workshop and it's really easy to think warm and fuzzy, feel good. We're going to do hikes. We're going to learn how to take outdoor photographs and all that good stuff. But there's a lot of politics and lobbying involved in protecting these spaces. And Wilderness Workshop is usually at the forefront of a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of the work that we do actually takes place behind the scenes, in the courtrooms, in the stacks of environmental impact statements that come out as part of the NEPA process. Mm-hmm. So I personally do get the warm and fuzzy job of engaging with the public.
Sure.
But most of my team consists of lawyers, heavy hitting conservation, professionals, community organizers, and that's what we do. We're a small team of about seven, and I'm seasonal, so I get the pleasure of taking folks on hikes.
That's so great. And yeah, it's neat when you can do a Venn diagram overlap of like, hey, let's really look at this area and appreciate this area, and oh hey, it takes a lot to protect this area. So that's neat that you guys did the quarry expansion site, or proposed quarry expansion site. And then was it tomorrow that you're doing the bilingual hike as well?
Yeah, so Wilderness Workshop launched a Latino outreach program called Defiende Nuestra Tierra.
Defending Our Land.
Defiende for short. And the Defiende program offers this summer 7 free bilingual hikes in English and Spanish. So I co-lead those with Beatrice Soto. And tomorrow we're going up to Aspen. We're going to do a hike on sort of lower Aspen Mountain. And it's actually a watercolor workshop. We're partnering with the Aspen Art Museum. We'll be hiking for, you know, an hour and a half, finding a nice shaded spot to sit in the woods and getting some lessons on watercolor from an educator there at the art museum walking to the museum and getting a tour of, I believe, a Mexican-American artist named Gabriel Rico, who has an exhibition right there right now, kind of about the interaction and the beauty that exists right on the edge of, if there is an edge between, I don't think there is personally, but maybe his art will answer the question, the edge between sort of the natural world and the human world.
Sure. No, I love that. It seems like every time I hear of a Wilderness Workshop hike, it's never, quote unquote, just a hike. There's always something else happening. You're going to learn about art. You're going to learn about, you know, a political contention that's happening. There's always something more to it. It's photography. It's whatever. How much do you find yourself like, are you just given the schedule and it's like, okay, go make this amazing for people? Or are you involved in the actual planning of it as well?
Yeah, it depends year to year. This year I created the schedule, so I put it all together and worked with partners. We've got a huge array of cameo appearances from local celebrities who come and want to share their gifts, whether that be edible plants and medicinal plants. We had Sunny Morehouse for a hike in Marion Gulch a couple weeks back. We have a landscape photographer, John Mullen, coming up from Boulder to offer some of his skills and knowledge. We've got Chef Miles Angelo from the Caribou Club offering a mushroom foraging hike.
That's like really coveted information. Miles doesn't just lead with his secret stashes usually.
Yeah. That's why on the summer schedule it says mushroom forage with Chef Miles Angelo. Location to be determined.
That sounds right.
But yeah, and you know, the hikes, there are hikes that are just hikes. And for the most part, those are just a celebration of existing wilderness. I really kind of like the story of Wilderness Workshop starting as a really grassroots effort in Aspen, three women sitting around kitchen table trying to figure out how to get designated wilderness right after the wilderness, you know, within 5 years of the Wilderness Act's passage in 1964, they said, hey, we've got a lot of places that would potentially qualify. So they really led the charge. And so it's really, I mean, the reason we have the Maroon Bell Snowmass area and such a vast size, or the Collegiate Peaks, or the Hunter Frying Pan Wilderness, or the Holy Cross, it's maybe not all because of these three ladies, but because of people like them who really cared and took the time to figure out how to get their voices heard in DC for public lands. Yeah. So yeah, I like to celebrate and share some of those stories on our hikes that are just hikes.
Quote unquote, just hikes, finger quotes, right? No, that's incredible. I unfortunately only have a couple of minutes, but I would love to touch base with you about when, because you did do the schedule this year and you're trying to come up with these experiences of quote unquote just hikes and other things that are really, really heavy on the partnerships. How do you go about curating that? What kind of experiences are you trying to cultivate over the course of a summer?
I want to offer something for everyone. I mean, I'll be the first to acknowledge, like, going on a group hike doesn't sound that sexy to people. It's like, I don't want to hike with strangers. Like, I don't want to hike in a group. I don't want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then people come on these hikes and they are always psyched afterwards. It's because they're able to choose from this menu of things that they might like. I mean, we have a bike, the Thompson Divide. We have a writing with Alia Howe. Shout out to Alia, you rock. And we have forest bathing if you want to roll around and embrace your true tree hugger. We've got a forest bathing workshop. So yes, there's something for everyone. Check it out at wildernessworkshop.org.
Ah, you beat me to it.
/events.
You're good at your job.
And I will note that reservations are required, especially for our hikes in the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness area. There's a limit of 10 heartbeats. So that's all animals. If you most of the time, we don't encourage dogs, but even if you had, you know, if you had a dog, we can only have a group of 10. So that's why we need people to reserve their spot on that website.
I love it. And that was wildernessworkshop.org /events.
/events.
Excellent. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for joining. And you know, get out there, enjoy, and thanks for all you do, both in the office and on the trail.
Yeah, my pleasure, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Cheers.